Sue Storm, the angel lady, is an expert on angels. As a child during a near-death experience, she saw angels for the first time. This experience started her lifelong relationship with these angelic beings. Sue Storm is the author of Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, RX for Success. She's also a motivational speaker and prosperity consultant. The Angel Lady is best known for her incredible gift of being able to deliver accurate messages from the angels. Through this gift, she has successfully shown thousands of people how to transform their lives. The Angel Lady welcomes you to her show, Angel Talk. Now, here's Sue Storm.
Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be back here and have my second show, Angel Talk. And I'm going to start off by giving you the phone number so you can call in, because I love to take your calls and help you out. So if you're calling in the United States, it's 888-268-4313. And let me repeat that, 888-268-4313. And if you're calling from overseas, the number is 281-419-7697. And if you want to follow along on my website is theangellady.net. Now, what we're doing is we're taking the Angel First Aid RX, or Prescription for Success, book, and every week we're doing one different chapter. And this chapter today, and are you ready for this, is organization. Now, who doesn't need some extra angel help with the organization? That's not one of my best suits, but since the angels have come into my life, I think I'm doing it much better. So what we're going to do today, then, is talk about who the angel specialists are that work with organization. Now, the archangel for organization is Gabriel. And Gabriel is the angel of messages and communication. And he works with organization, too. So if you're in trouble and you've got a mess or a pile of papers in front of you, call on Archangel Gabriel. The other angels that work with organization are Caroline, angel of positive thinking, and Cornell, angel of decision making. Certainly, you have to be organized to make good decisions. And then we have a new one that we don't talk about too much, and that's Courtney, C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y. And Courtney is the angel of responsibility. And certainly, if you're responsible, you get things done and you become organized. So we're going to start out with Jason, who's the angel of organization, and the little saying that he says that helps you out, and that is, using resources wisely and prioritizing goals will make it easier to effectively meet responsibilities. Boy, that sounds like a mouthful, doesn't it? Okay, maybe angel talk. But anyway.
Sue?
Yes?
We have an Arian online for you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I'll put him through.
Thank you. Hi, Arian. Whoops. Can you hear me? Are you there? Don, how we doing? I'm missing Arian.
I guess Arian cut out. I don't know what just happened there.
Okay, let's see if he doesn't call back.
Okay.
Maybe he'll call back. Okay, good. All right. So we'll keep going with Jason being the angel of organization. And what he's trying to say is, if you're effective and you meet your responsibilities, you will be organized. And one of the ways that I learned to organize in my life is a remedy in the organization chapter called Piece by Piece. And that remedy, in a few words, is you take a great big circle and you draw a nice large circle. And then you cut it into pieces like you have a pie, and you put your priorities for the day or the task that you have to do that day in each one of the little sections, each one of the little pieces. So, and then you prioritize. Now, what's the most important thing for me to do? What's the second most important thing for me to do? And how do I go from there? So it's number one, number two, number three. And I guess one of the things I have to tell you, and I've learned this from Nancy, the angel of productivity, is don't get down on yourself if you don't accomplish everything. If you are working towards a goal and one day you miss it, instead of saying, oh, I missed this today, and kind of beating yourself up, just say, count on how many things that you have done that are helping you to be prosperous and successful. So make a list at the end of the day and kind of pat yourself on the back, even if you physically do that, of all the things that you have done that are really, really special. And when you're finished with your piece by piece and you have gotten all the little sections or pieces of the pie complete, then the next thing you want to do is cross them off, make a new pie, and go on to a new day. The words that we're going to use on every show are the keywords that are at the end of the chapter. And by the way, if anyone listening would like to get a copy of Angel First Aid, RX for Success, you call me on my 800 number, which is 800-323-1790. That's 800-323-1790. Or you can buy them on the website, theangellady.net. Other options, especially if you're overseas, is Amazon.com or BNN.com, BarnesandNoble.com, BNN.com.
No, we got them back online.
Oh, good. Arian, are you there?
It takes me about, when I let you know, it takes me about 3 seconds before I can put them online.
Okay, I'll wait.
All right.
Arian, are you there?
Hi, Sue, I am.
Oh, great. How are you tonight?
I'm very well. How are you doing tonight,
oh,
Sue?
Wonderful. Very excited to hear from you.
Oh, I'm excited to hear from you. I heard you like, yay, you got connected.
Oh, this is fun. You have a question on organization or something for your life that you'd like to know about?
I do. For organization and career, basically, I mean, just how do I take the first step to stay with it? Because it's so much about momentum, and, I mean, it feels like every day I've got to start over, and, I mean, I know it's like taking, you know, taking the steps and whatnot, but every day it feels like I've got to start over and over and over, and I want to know how do I keep that momentum going from the previous day before.
That is the $100,000 question. That is such a great question. And, you know, it works with relationships, too. It seems like every day you have to think, okay, what am I going to do to keep this relationship going? And what am I going to do to help me prioritize? And so that's wonderful. And here's what you do. In essence, it's up to you to pump yourself up. You know, you get up in the morning and think about all the positives that you can. Do some affirmations, like, I have everything in place. These are some of the affirmations from the chapter. I am completely organized. Do something to pick yourself up. It seems like at night we kind of, well, calm down or, what do they call it, down, you know, I'm confused here.
Unwind.
I'm thinking faster than I can talk right now. But you wind down. There's the word I'm looking for. You wind down at night, and in the morning, if you think of yourself winding up, so when you get up in the morning, kind of stretch, because that gets you back in your body. You know, animals stretch when they get up after they've been.
Oh, so kind of like attention and some balance, some centering myself.
Right. So take a big stretch and then say an affirmation, you know, about what your goals are and just kind of get yourself pumped up. Sometimes I think if you do something physical, too, if when you get up you walk around or swing your arms or something, that gets your body moving. Is that a good idea?
Excellent. It does sound really good. Now, for like more like the non-concrete part, like a career. I'm 21 years old, and I mean, today's age, it's not the same as when you were, you know, 21, when you go to school, you get a job, and you stay there for 20 years, and then you get your Social Security. By the time I'll be your age, there will not be Social Security, and I'll probably have 40 different careers. And I graduated early from high school on the advanced track, and I just chose not to go to college, and I understand how important the piece of the paper is in our society, yet when people go to school, it seems like they don't know what they want the piece of paper for, and then they get out of school and they have $140,000 worth of debt and a useless piece of paper working the same jobs that I was working already. So,
and I hear all of that. And you know what I hear about that is talk to your angels and let them change that around. Because they tell me that we think life is a struggle. They think it's easy. We just don't know how to live it right. We don't know what to do. And do you have a copy of the Angel First Aid book, or can we send you one?
We could send me one. That would be excellent. Thank you.
Okay. We'll get your address later, and I'll send one out to you, because I think the book will be really helpful, and it's got lots of little remedies. Another idea that the angels are telling me is, in the book, it's called time prosperity. Sometimes when you get up in the morning, you just don't think, you're overwhelmed because you don't think you have enough time to do everything that you have to do that day. And what you do is you expand your chest out to the side. So in a visualization, you think of your chest expanding out to the side. And then when you get your task done, you put it back in. But you'd be surprised how you have more time to do things. I tried that a few times after the angels told me about it, and it really worked.
That's awesome. I think I might try that.
So you can try that, too. Okay, well, I hope I've been successful. We're going to give you, in helping you, we're going to give you another angel. Oh, I got one for you. Courtney, the angel of responsibility.
Excellent. No, you touched on something really quick, Sue. You said that the angels think that life is very easy and whatnot, and we always want to make it harder. That seems to me like it's been a reoccurring theme in my life, where life just seems too easy to me, and so I end up making it difficult. How do I make it so I know that it's simple? How do I, like, change, like, my thought patterns, I guess you could say, to knowing that it should be easy, but knowing that it's not too easy? So I keep that responsibility.
Okay, so the way you make life easier is you are more optimistic. You bring in your angels and let them help you. You don't have to do it alone. Call on your angels. Call on them to help you. If you've got a problem, let them help you. Does that make sense? Let them be a support system. Let them be your friends.
And, oh, thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, I'm so glad that you called.
Thank you so much.
Have a nice day. Thank you. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's get on to another remedy, and this one is called Goal a Day. And in Goal a Day, you use Marianne, who's the angel of efficiency, and then you have an affirmation that starts with I am or I have. Any affirmation that you have for yourself starts with I am or I have. I am skilled at prioritizing. I have everything in place. I am adept at being prompt. And I have a choice in what I do. Boy, I like that one. I have a choice in what I do. In fact, one time I was talking to the angels and I said, why do people get ill? What is one of the reasons that they don't seem to maintain their health? And Archangel Michael said, it's because they don't feel they have a choice in what they do. And I think that's very interesting. Don, are you there? Can we take a quick little break?
Certainly, we can take a break.
Good, thank you.
Okay.
Sue Storm is an expert on angels and the author of the Angel First Aid series. If you want more happiness in your life, then read her first book, Angel First Aid Prescription for Miracles. This book covers prosperity, health, money, career, and relationships. If you want to find your life's purpose, then read Sue Storm's second book, Angel First Aid Prescription for Success. This book is a guide to achieving financial and career goals. The benefits of practicing angel first aid techniques, which are outlined in these books, are enormous, including stronger focus, greater success, financial growth, and spiritual fulfillment. Each book contains a glossary of angels, miracle stories, and testimonials. Treat yourself to an outstanding learning experience that will change your life forever. Call 630-420-1334 to order. That's 630 720-1334. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net.
There we go. We're back now. And we're going to talk about another remedy, which is really kind of interesting. And I'm going to describe it to you and see if it works. It's a little more difficult because it has a physical body movement that goes with it. But the remedy is called Yes or No. And the way it starts is that you think of a question, and you think of it in the way of a statement. Instead of saying, is it, or why, or something like that, you think of a statement. So let's just say the statement is, being a computer programmer is the right job for me. And you want to find out what the right job for you is. So then you take your fingers of both hands and put them on your breastbone, and you say and you're either standing or sitting, and you say this comment, being a computer programmer is the right job for me. And you will move forward or backward. And it's amazing. You can test vitamins this way. You can ask questions about just about anything, and your body will answer by having you move forward, having you move backward. And that remedy is called Yes or No. The next thing we want to talk about is Nancy, who's the angel of productivity. She's the angel that really helps you to move forward. And another interesting angel is Sally, angel of perseverance. Boy, don't we need perseverance in this life. And, okay, so now, while we're waiting for our next caller, we're going to talk about more affirmations. And this one is, I am happy. That I can't get that young man, Arian, out of my mind when he was asking about the life being struggle and how you get yourself up and going every day. And, boy, those were such good questions. And one of the ways is to keep yourself happy. We were talking earlier about having a choice, and you don't really have a choice in some things. But you optimize the things you do have a choice in. And if you had no choices whatsoever, you could still make the choice of being happy. Every minute you could say, I am happy in this minute. No matter what's going on in the future, no matter what's happened to you in the past, and certainly we've all had a past, you can say, I am happy in this moment. And by golly, if you do that, you're going to be happy in the next moment and in the next moment. So that's a wonderful thing to think about. Right now, my point of power, the only place that I have a lot of energy, is being put into being happy in the moment. All right. Now we're going to go back to our keywords. And keywords are choices, priorities, and humor. Well, humor is wonderful. I have to confess, one of the things that I do every night before I go to sleep is I watch The Daily Show, at least during the week when it's on, because The Daily Show is filled with humor. And if you laugh before you go to sleep or if you laugh during the day, it makes your body healthier and stronger and keeps your mind going. And certainly if your mind is strong and healthy, then you'll be able to organize. And that's our subject for today. So if you want to have a fun little affirmation, it is, I bring humor into my life. Okay, we're going to say it one more time because affirmations are meant to say over and over again, I bring humor into my life. Now, the next thing we want to do is try and fill your body with humor. Think about what is the vibration of humor and run it through your body and see if it doesn't lighten up. So let's do that. I'm thinking of the vibration of humor, and I'm running it through my body. Just think of your body filled with the vibration of humor and see if it doesn't relax and just be happier so that you can be happy in that moment, because that's one of the goals of life, to be happy in every moment. Boy, if we could accomplish that, wouldn't life be fun? Okay, The next thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of the other angels that go with organization. We have Loretta, who's the angel of new enterprise. Loretta, angel of new enterprise. And Mary Ann, who's the angel of efficiency. Boy, couldn't we use her at some time. Mary Ann is spelled M-A-R-I-A-N-N, and she is the angel of efficiency. The other angel we have, and this is for people who are in the technology field, we have Raymond, who's the angel of technology. And boy, do Raymond and I have some fun when my computer breaks down and when I can't get to figure out how to reprogram my phones and things like that. I call on Raymond. In fact, let me tell you a little story. I was on a radio show, and they were having all kinds of technological problems, and they were saying we may not be able to go on the air. We can't get our phones to work, and we had some kind of a storm, and they were having all kinds of problems, and so we may have to cancel the show. And I said, no, we're not. We're going to talk to Raymond, the angel of technology, and everybody's going to think about him and ask him to help us out. And within 5 minutes, all the technological problems were solved, and the show went on, and Raymond is just an absolutely wonderful angel. So if you want to call in, your numbers are, now this is for the United States, if you'd like to give me a call and find out anything you want to know about your angels, who they are, and ask any questions, it's 888-268-4313, and in the United States, I'm going to say the number again, 888-268-4313. And if you are international and you'd like to call, that number is 281-419-7697. 281-419-7697. And my website, if you'd like to check out the Angel Lady, is theangellady.net. I also want to tell you a kind of interesting little story because we were talking about The Daily Show and humor. When The Daily Show was the executive producer was coming out to Naperville to interview me and put me on the air, and by the way, they periodically ran that segment for over 2 years and put it in their introduction, too. When they were coming out here, they started calling me the Angel Lady. Instead of using my name, Sue Storm, they just called me the Angel Lady. And when the staff was referring to me, that's the name they used. And that, I have to tell you, is how I got my name, the Angel Lady. And it was from the Daily Show staff from Comedy Central, bringing humor into your life. Okay, let's go back to some affirmations that can help us. Let's do some money affirmations. You know what? If you're going to have organization in your life, you probably need some money to help you out, because if you can't organize well, you don't like details, you can hire someone to do those things. There are people in this world who enjoy doing that type of thing, people who like coming in and cleaning your closets and helping you with paperwork. And so let's do some money affirmations. I am creating abundance in my life. I am creating abundance in my life. That is good. Here's another one. I am receiving wealth. I am receiving wealth. And again, all these affirmations are in the Angel First Aid RX for Success book. So everything that I'm talking about today is in that book. I am strong and powerful. There's an interesting affirmation. If you're strong, everything comes to you more quickly, because think about a magnet. And one of my favorite affirmations is, I am a mighty money magnet. And you say it with enthusiasm, I am a mighty money magnet. And think of yourself being a mighty money magnet. Think of that. Think of all the dollar signs and the checks and think of all that energy of money coming to you. And sort of bring it into your body. Don't just leave it out there. Just bring it into your body and become that mighty money magnet. It's bound to help you. This is the way to go. Okay. again, another affirmation about strength is coming to me. The angels are saying, I have genuine strength. I have genuine strength. And feel that strength. Feel that strength inside your body. Let's talk about an angel story now, because I love my angel stories. And let's talk about a little bit more about angels and their angels and the angel stories. So the story, one of the ones that is my favorite, is about a woman who was 17 at the time that this story took place. And she had just driven out into the woods, into the rural area, to drop off one of her friends. And they were about 17 again at the time. And so she was alone in the car at night. There were no street lights. She was out in this wooded rural area. And it was very, very foggy. And as she dropped her friend off, the fog got deeper and darker. And it was so hard for her to see. She couldn't see anything at all. Visibility was zero, she was telling me. All of a sudden, she saw a woman in the middle of the road waving her arms frantically. And she slammed on the brakes so she wouldn't have to hit that woman. And all of a sudden, she saw that the woman was an angel, and it wasn't arms that were waving. It was wings that were waving. So she had stopped to avoid hitting that angel. Now, at that moment, and this is what I think is absolutely amazing, at that moment, the fog lifted, and she saw a tree across the road. So had she continued to move on, she would have hit that tree, and who knows, she might have been up with the angels. But she wasn't, and that's one of the angel stories from my Angel First Aid RX for Success book. Okay, I think we're going to take another break. Are you ready, Don?
I'm ready.
Okay. Have we not had any other callers?
No, and the lines, you've got a lot of listeners, I'm not sure. We had the lines were filled on one caller, and not a call came in that evening, so it's been a strange week.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll just go ahead. Let's take a little break here. We'll
okay.
Go on with Solar Remedies.
You got it.
Thank you.
If you subscribe to the belief that the past is a harbinger of the future, then what I have to say may be of great interest to you. Sue Storm is one of America's foremost authorities on angelic communication. She is an acclaimed author, motivational speaker, and prosperity consultant who has improved countless lives. You will be inspired when you hear how Sue came away from a near-death experience with the special ability to see, hear, and speak to angels. She has since dedicated her life to teaching thousands of people how to communicate with their angels to receive help and divine guidance. Sue is available to assist you in any of your endeavors. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call her for help. She will teach you angel first aid techniques that will enrich your life in ways you never thought possible. Invest in yourself. Make an angelic connection. Call Sue Storm at 630-420-1334. Again, 630-420-1334.
If you were with us last week we were talking about focus. And one of the things that we missed last week were the key words that work with focus. So I thought I would bring them up and we could talk a little bit about focus. Because if you're going to be organized and if you're going to do the exercises or the remedies that go with organization, then it's also a really good idea to be focused. And then you, a combination of the two, focus and organization, create success. Wow, that's a good formula. Focus and organization create success. So let's talk about those key words. And they are faith, passion, and truth. I'll repeat them again. Faith, passion, and truth. If you know the truth of who you are and you can follow your passion and have faith in your abilities, you're a dynamite, successful, focused, organized person.
We have Sue online, I believe. I mean, Julie. Excuse me, Sue.
Oh, Julie. Okay, good.
I'll swing her through.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
Good.
Good, good. Any questions on organization or what can we help you with?
Yeah, how can I get organized at work in the midst of chaos?
You know, it sounds to me like your work isn't just your organization, it's everybody else being disorganized and you having to clean up and pick up the pieces. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, most of the time.
Okay.
Quite a bit of turmoil.
Is it just too much paperwork, not enough time? What's actually happening?
I think they're not as purpose-driven now that we've had our audit come through. And now there's panic in place. Because there's change. They're changing structure.
Okay.
So it makes it a little scary for everybody.
I was just going to say, change is scary for everybody. There are not many people who like change. And it seems like things are different now, and reorganization. Well, there's an organization word. It seems like you're reorganizing at your office.
That's kind of what I'm getting today.
Are they hiring new people?
They need to. but not necessarily for office positions, but we do need some new people.
Okay. Because I think that'll help things get better.
That would be the only way we could take on more caseloads.
All right.
And they're putting out more expectations. I'm afraid we'll lose some more nurses. Okay. And yes, I know I'm not supposed to be worried about my job. I'm not going to be worried about my job.
You don't have to worry about it. But it would help you if you could be more organized in your job, because then you would feel more efficient. Do you want to know who the angel of efficiency is?
Sure.
That's Marianne, M-A-R-I-A-N-N, the angel of efficiency.
Okay.
And do you ever have problems with your computer? Because we have Raymond, the angel of technology.
Oh, you've given him to me before, way back when I worked in another place that the computers used to crash all the time, and he does great work.
Good.
But my computer seems to be behaving at this one. I can't find things right now at home.
Oh.
I'm trying. I tried St. Anthony, but...
I was just going to say, that would have been my choice, is St. Anthony. Also, Archangel Michael helps people find things. Have you thought of that?
Okay. Oh, didn't try that one yet.
Okay.
I'll try him, because I really missed this necklace. Never got to wear it yet.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll ask Archangel Michael to help with that. And here's another angel for you, Sally, S-A-L-L-Y, angel of perseverance.
Okay.
Boy, that's one for the office. You need some perseverance there. But another angel that I was thinking of is Loretta, the angel of new enterprise. We were talking about her earlier. And it feels like your office is almost a total new enterprise. It feels like it's starting from scratch, building, generating. That's a really good word I hear for you, is generating. You're generating new business, generating new employees, generating new enthusiasm. That's what I think is a good word for you.
Okay. I know that our account manager is coming in tomorrow, Steve, so just found that out today. So I think he's going to announce the new Centennial account manager, so it should be interesting. That, providing the wind and the snow doesn't get him tomorrow.
Now, where are you living?
I'm in Golden, Colorado.
Oh, okay. Are you near the mountains?
Yeah, right at the base of a set of the smaller mountains, Lookout Mountain.
Oh, that's great.
And it's sort of Denver metro, but pretty far west.
Okay, good.
And we're getting our first big storm tonight.
Would you like an affirmation?
I would love an affirmation. That would be great.
Here is an organization affirmation. I have everything in place. And maybe when you find your necklace, you'll have everything in place.
There you go. Okay, great.
Okay,
well, I'm glad you have your radio show, Sue.
Oh, thank you. Glad you called. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Sue Storm's Angel Talk is an exploration of the worlds of angels. These angelic beings can guide you to prosperity and bring peace into your life. In the words of Archangel Michael, you are never alone, and there is always hope.